You are listening to WPVM LP Asheville 103.5, the progressive voice of the mountains. My name is Josh Jordan. You're listening to Pathways to the Sacred, and our guest today is Reverend Marcia McLean, who is coming to us from the Wisdom Center in Black Mountain. And we've been talking a lot about science of mind and the new thought philosophy that started at the beginning of the 20th century, end of the 19th century. Is meditation a part of the practice? Because, you know, the whole concept of mindfulness, I would imagine, takes practice, and that practice, at least as far as Buddhism is concerned, is meditation.
Yes. Meditation is highly recommended because there's probably no better tool to clear and settle one's mind in order to gain some control over what thoughts we entertain. And so it is a very valuable part of what we practice.
Is it the same type of meditation that one, or when I say one, what I mean is I, that I think of when I hear the word meditation, which is, you know, do you sit in lotus position, eyes closed, counting your breaths, that type of thing?
My belief and that of many in this philosophy is that it doesn't matter what form your meditation takes, as long as it brings you to that place of stillness. It's to quiet what some call the monkey mind. It's to quiet the chatter and to practice tapping into something that doesn't need words and let them go.
How important is ritual in a service at the Wisdom Center? Because I know that the ancients, you know, developed a lot of rituals to help the soul expand. And I think one of the criticisms that I've heard on this show from guests is that people unfortunately look to those rituals and think that those rituals in and of themselves are the ultimate spiritual expression, when in fact they're just vehicles to elevate you to that higher sense of connection. Is there ritual at the Wisdom Center in a service that you perform?
Yes, there is. And with regard to your last comment, whether it's a ritual or an oracle, there are a number of vehicles and healing modalities, for that matter, which help different people to center, if you will, and get to that place of openness. They're different for different individuals. We use a couple different rituals to begin. We use crystal chakra singing bowls and tinshas.
Cool.
In the beginning, as a centering. After the announcements, it's a coming together. We use song for the same thing. We try to be very inclusive. We do have an order of service, which is predictable, because that in itself is a ritual. Sitting in a chair that's facing the same way each time you come is a ritual. We have a reflection and a guided meditation during every celebration, and we end with more song. That's about it for what we do on a regular basis.
Songs being, that's interesting. I wouldn't normally consider those to be a ritual, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it is something that that is woven into the fabric of a worship service or a worship celebration.
We stand at the end of every celebration and join hands in a circle, which again is an aspect of ritual. And before we do that, in the circle, we do a namaste blessing, where we acknowledge the presence of spirit or Christ or Buddha in everyone, in each other.
Interesting. You mentioned earlier that there are classes that are held in Science of Mind. Are there classes that you offer the community at the Wisdom Center? And if so, what are those classes about?
Yes. Classes in religious science range from those which are offered by affiliated centers to those which are offered by independent centers and study groups, all the way from introductory level to a master's in divinity and ordination. We are an independent center. So we offer introductory, intermediate, level one practitioner, level two practitioner, and ministerial training. We are beginning a new set of courses in September, and we're also finishing up our first ministerial school and ordaining five ministers on the 11th.
Wow. That's very interesting. How long does that process take, becoming a minister? Is that like a four-year seminar?
Yes. Basically, there's first year, which is about three different components combined. Then second year is your first year of practitioner training. Third year is the second year of practitioner training. Then there's usually a period of licensure and activity as a practitioner. And then the ministerial program is a full year.
And is that how you came to your ministerial position as well? Did you
go
through that
is.
Process?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm interested. How did you make the transition from your old mode of spiritual expression? I mean, how did you find this the New Thought movement and Science of Mind in particular, and what was the transition like for you?
The transition had two major components. One was that my mother was looking for metaphysical reasons for her illness and introduced me to the idea of making that connection way back in the early 80s. The other is that I was encouraged by another group to begin to have some kind of a relationship with a God of my understanding, that I could call it anything that I wanted, but that I needed to have a spiritual life of some kind. And those two things happened around the same time. So it was the death of my mother and a look at understanding life in a new way that really sent me searching actively.
It's interesting that it's your mother who kind of introduced you at least to the concept of the metaphysical reality, because usually usually it's a rebellious thing from children that sends them off in search of other avenues.
Correct.
It's interesting that it was your mother who introduced that to you. Someone who is interested in learning more about Science of Mind, And interested in seeing what goes on at the Wisdom Center. First of all, Science of Mind. You gave us a website. Do you want to repeat that website that you gave us earlier?
Yes. Scienceofmind.org, scienceofmind.com. You can get Science of Mind magazine and a couple bookstores in town. It's a monthly magazine.
Oh, good.
Religiousscience.org, the Center for Creative Living here in Asheville, and the Wisdom Center both have websites. I don't know the call letters for theirs. I think it's cfcl.org, and ours is very simple, thewisdomcenter.us.
Thewisdomcenter.us.
Yes.
Now, would you recommend somebody going out and finding the book Science of Mind and reading that, or is that, you know, is that a little bit either advanced or the language arcane? Is somebody better off starting somewhere else and progressing to that book?
I think there are probably a couple good answers. One is pick up a Science of Mind magazine and get a taste of it. Another is a book that we have and the other center in town has also, and it's available through the website, called Basic Ideas of Science of Mind. It's very small. It's probably a $10 book, a really good introduction. And then really the best thing is to get into a class with some other people who are as curious at this time and have fun exploring it together.
Now, what about the Wisdom Center itself? When are worship services? How can somebody get in touch with you? You gave us thewisdomcenter.us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a phone number on there, or is there information on there that people can get as if they wanted to attend a worship celebration?
Yes. Our website is under construction. The one that's posted right now is our original site. So at some magical point, they will be swapping places. However, the address is consistent and the phone number as well. It's 828-664-WSDM, which is 664-9736.
Excellent. And what about worship services? When can somebody come and be part of the community? Is it open to the entire community,
yes,
first of all?
Yes, it's open to the public, and we call it a celebration of life. It is on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock, and we meet on the top floor of the Black Mountain Center for the Arts.
Oh, okay.
That's on State Street, 225 West State Street in Black Mountain.
Excellent. So that's Sundays at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The Wisdom Center meets for its celebrations of life. Top floor of the, and say the building again.
Black Mountain Center for the Arts.
Black Mountain Center for the Arts. Reverend Marsha McLean, thanks so much for coming by and talking with us today.
Thank you, Joshua.
It's been very interesting and enlightening to have you on here. It's some very interesting stuff. Our guest today has been Reverend Marsha McLean from the Wisdom Center. We've been talking about science of mind. Today's show was written, produced, and hosted by myself, Josh Jordan. Special thanks to Jason Holland, our station manager, and to the Mountain Area Information Network. I invite you to join myself, my guest, and the many fellow seekers in this world to build spiritual bridges and to foster the understanding that we are all on a pathway. If we are sincere in our desire to be one with our vision of the Spirit and to be one with each other, then our path will be a pathway to the sacred. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
Galileo's head was on the block. His crime was looking up the truth. As the bombshells of my daily fears exploded, I tried to trace them to my youth. But then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm doing time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, the king of night vision, king of insight. Think about my fear of motion, the one I never could explain. Some other fool across the ocean years ago, he must have crashed his little airplane. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? Call on the resting soul of Galileo, the king of night vision, king of insight. I'm not making a joke, you know me. I take everything so seriously. And if we wait for a time when our souls get it right, well, at least we know there'll be no nuclear annihilation in our lifetimes if we're still not right. I offer thanks to those before me. Yeah, that's all I've gotta say. Cause maybe you squandered big bucks in your lifetime, but now I've got to pay. And then it seems to feel like some sort of inspiration to let the next life off the hook. She'll say, look what I had to overcome for my last life. I think I'll write a book. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that highest light? We call on the resting soul of Galileo, the king of night vision, king of insight.